rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Today, I am being randomly fucking selfish. Not mean, but straight up blunt with these motherfucking dummies, I swear to God. Most days, I choose to be regular, like a nice white woman. The kind of person who doesn't fight and doesn't get angry and always is positive, is always, you know, always on the up and up. But today, I'm not the one that chooses to sit back and smile or get up and walk away because it's the right thing to do. It's the nice thing to do. Because on other days, like today, I'm fucking fed up with the dummies and the jocks and all you people that are so fucking superficial and think that all you have to do is show your nice smile and everybody will flock to you, which is okay, but I'm tired of seeing it every single time I open up Twitter. I would like other black LGBT people to actually say something meaningful outside of their umwelt, their reality. But anyway, today I was accused of being combative on Twitter because all I do is fight when I've never thrown a punch in my life. But, you know, I want to be heard just like everyone else. But my points cannot be summarized as quickly as everyone else's. So I'm trying to exit myself from Black Twitter, but you can't do that without triggering Twitter from blocking you, you know, shutting down your page. So I have to fucking do it slowly. And today I just was annoyed and I, you know, spoke my mind, but people don't read. So now we're here. My emotions bubble up often and I want to lash out mainly in the most violent ways possible. Like jugular level possible. I want to cut your neck. I see it, I feel it, I desire it, but you can't do that because it's like against the law and that's fine. Then I remember, and I don't want to cut anyone's neck in particular, but this is just my feelings bubbling up. Then I remember that being nice is not a compliment, so therefore I can feel however the fuck I want to feel. And being likable literally only applies during a fucking job interview. Murder, in some cases, is necessary for survival. And just like being nice, I believe with all my heart, being nice is also a survival mechanism that prevents fatal danger, but we've been brainwashed to think that that's the default for how a human interacts with its counterpart. In my reality, though, I experience a fuck ton of tension all day, every day, that I just let go throughout my body and give me high blood pressure. And out of the blue, you know, people always try me out the blue. That's why I often take the offense and I just say what I have to say, because what you're not going to do is try to devalue my humanity because you feel like a piece of shit in your humanity. And in many instances, I do tell myself to choose your battles, Devon. Just choose your battles. Oh, thank you for listening to Center of the Sun. This is your host, Devon. Oh my God. I make it my mission to help you understand the esoteric energy system as well as natural remedies that help promote the immune, emotional, and what else? Health. Emotional, immune, and physical health of every Black LGBT person, LGBTQ plus person on this fucking planet. Thank you for listening. I am ranting today, if you haven't noticed. And that's why I have a podcast, because you cannot perceive my unambiguous expressions of emotion on the internet. Like, you just cannot do it because you don't see me or hear me or feel me in any way. All you can intuit are the words that I choose to type on the screen. But I think I've demonstrated pretty well that I don't actually give a fuck about anyone's feelings because no one is expressing their actual feelings. It'd be one thing. It'd be one thing if you actually said something that was true. Then I would care about it. But you're not saying anything that's true. Sorry. What you're not hearing today are the 1,000 other times that I affirmed someone on the internet. Because today I'm tired and I have the time. And I only come off as combative, actually, can we just be real for a second, is because of my fucking skin tone. Because I haven't been mean to anybody. I work with white people all day. I know how to be actually mean. And what you're not experiencing is me being mean or angry. But I only come off as combative because you perceive me as such. Because of my skin tone. And I've chosen avatars and names and things very specifically in terms of branding because I knew this was going to happen. The moment I challenge people on the internet, the first thing they say is, huh, what? Like, you didn't just say something illogical. I could have said, what? But you wouldn't have been able to understand what I was asking. But I refuse to be unhappy, though. I refuse to devalue my experience on the internet in lieu of yours because you... Basically, I refuse to deny myself the full range of human emotions, which include up into and including anger and combativeness. I don't know what the fuck to call it. Shout out to my psychiatrist, doctor, whatever your fucking name is, for being a fucking asshole on the day that I needed you not to be an asshole, but because you were right. Because it took me a while to think about what you were saying to me. And I just get angry. At his pragmatism. He's so fucking, like, smart. But he's only smart because he's a white man. And because he can be. He can have these views because you don't really have anything else to fucking worry about. Anyway, he's always confused as to why I work at a place that I complain about all the time. And it took me a few hours that day when I was mad and I stormed out of the office. Like, I was really mad. Like, how the fuck are you just going to give me a list of 10 things to think about? Like, bitch, get out of here. But it took me a few hours to realize that my attitude was fucked up. Yes, I know that I have a mood issue coming over here. But at the same time, I honestly don't feel like it's anything to not express. If my mood is not right, then help me think better. But otherwise, I'm going to express my emotions because what got me into this fucked up thing is actually what he was suggesting me was to fix my attitude. But today I'm tired. I'm just tired. I am. And I have the power to manifest my own fucking reality. You are a supreme being. You can manifest your own reality too. And today I'm currently manifesting my darkness. And I don't think we talked about what darkness is. Because according to the Christians, darkness means evil. Darkness means Satan and Lucifer. When actually, Lucifer, la luz, you know, parts, you know, if you translate the same word in a different language, it actually just means fucking light or somebody that lights things or illuminates things. But anyway, today I'm manifesting my darkness. If you catch my drift, manifesting the parts of myself that are unknown to myself and to the world. That's my darkness. Nothing bad. Well, you never know. Because I don't really believe in, like, what's bad. Like, there's no such thing. Because there's only what's known and what's unknown. What's in the light or what's in the darkness. Not because it's good or bad. But today I'm manifesting my darkness willingly. And I'm manifesting parts of myself that are unknown. Because all I want to do, like, all my heart desires is to make music. Like, if I could be a Christian and, like, go make gospel music, I will be set for life. But then I would be, like, miserable for life. So I can't do that. Because all my soul really actually wants, so my ego, my Devon, him, he wants to make music. But in actuality, the soul wants to control its own destiny. And I'm talking about the soul as if it's, I don't possess one. Well, the thing about the soul is that we all possess the same fucking soul, or to my understanding, it's all the same signal, yet our body is tuned very specifically to one aspect of that multi-layer signal, which is the soul, because it's like we think of like a radio, like think of yourself as a radio. You have every fucking channel can be tuned, but you're tuned, but it only is clear on one channel. So you can do any configuration, but any infinite number of points on that scale or whatever, on that frequency scale, but it's only clear on 88.1 FM in the morning. You know, like, it's only in the morning. You know, we're gonna shoo, you know, all the little, like, transitions and things, like, those don't come out unless you're tuned properly. So all my soul wants to do is be in control. And not in control as in, like, I need to be the leader. No, I want, let me not move so fast, because modern hippies are like modern new age, what have you think that the human consciousness and the human soul and the physical body is made of magic, but actually it's just the esoteric energy system, and it's confusing to say the least. The esoteric energy system is the system that governs all organisms and is, you know, a part of it is our spirit. The soul is our spirit. And depending on your perspective, it could feel like something out of this world. Like, it could feel like, oh my God, like, let me join a coven. Like, where's Angela Bassett? Because here we are. I'm seeing ghosts. I'm feeling chills. I'm predicting the future. All of these things. No, honey. You are experiencing the world as it actually is. It is nothing supernatural. It's like the most natural. And that's what I want you to understand today, because I keep saying you're a supreme being, but like you don't realize it because you don't know what I'm talking about. Like, you've never had to fight a demon. You've never had, you know, like, you've never been, like, enlightened through meditation by just looking within, because you've never had to, because our world is built for us. That's what we're talking about today. Some people's lives and their circumstances cause them depression and anxiety because of a lack of understanding of the soul. And because you're not allowed to do what you think you should do in your head. Like, in your head it makes perfect sense, but then when you open your eyes, it's like, wait, who am I in context to the thoughts in my head? Because the thoughts in my head say one thing, yet the thoughts of everyone else saying something to me are vastly different. Thus, sometimes you're led down a rabbit hole into a cascade of other issues down the road, like inflammation, like, you ever know, like, fibromyalgia. So if your life circumstances causes you depression and anxiety, and then down the road, because you haven't resolved your depression and anxiety, you start getting a nerve disorder called fibromyalgia. This is what we're talking about. We create the conditions of our reality if we don't understand the soul. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that it's important to understand how to cope. This is what I mean by random acts of selfishness. You can't move on with your life in the face of adversity if you don't know how to cope. Like, you can't expect everybody to agree with you. Why the fuck would you expect that? Why would you perceive a disagreement as confrontation? Like, no one's trying to fight with you. What I actually don't do is argue with grown men. That's what I don't do, because I know what the fuck is going on in my head. Anyway, all winter, we've been talking about on Center of the Sun podcast. Thank you for listening. We've been talking about the human soul and the other parts of the esoteric energy system. Like I said earlier, the esoteric energy system is a bunch of different aspects of the organism, because the esoteric energy system not only governs humans, it governs all organisms. And we're just, you know, we just happen to have seven, you know, whatever, how many chakras. I don't even know how the chakras, I'm still trying to understand what chakras are. And that's where the Random Acts of Selfishness title came from, because you reward yourself through your chakras. So all season, we've been talking about the human soul and the different parts of the esoteric energy system that include the soul. Because that's when I talk about the esoteric energy system, the soul is just one part of it, because it's your physical body, your mental body, your astral body, your emotional body, your all these things. We've talked about the what, but we really never talked about the why. Why is this even important? Well, the first reason is because I truly believe that the world is going to enlighten itself around what the soul is once we dive headfirst into artificial intelligence and robots. And this is why I think Beyonce is so concerned with the soul. She was at the Soul Train Awards this past week. And she literally appealed to our souls and our good nature by speaking at the Soul Train Awards and Gay and Lesbians Against Drunk Driving Parents, whatever. Gay and Lesbian Parents Against Drunk Driving, whatever. I forget what the thing, GLAD. I don't know. She obviously wants to support LGBT people, and specifically Black LGBTQ people, because Black LGBTQ plus people are disproportionately affected by HIV in our community. And now, full disclosure, Everything Is Love did not go exactly as planned. We're seeing more philanthropic Beyonce, because this is the marketing trend of the future. But anyway, as an empath, I've never felt anything malicious or nefarious about Beyonce. She's always alluded, or she's actually never alluded to anything other than her intense need for privacy, to be perfectly fucking honest. Her acts of selfishness have only grown on us. We adore her more for them, because it's like, yeah, actually, we like being surprised. We like feeling when you want us to feel and hearing what you want us to hear, not what we just consume things without even we could just consume everything with reckless abandon. And her selfishness is a term of endearment. I mean, it's endearing. It makes me love her a little bit more. For instance, like the Everything Is Love. I'm still mad about it, but you know, singing, rapping is fine. Whatever. I'm waiting for the pop album still, but it's okay. And let me see. Why do you think even Beyonce is like, hey guys, like, let's take a look at ourselves, you know, like, let's just take a beat and just appreciate the beauty of the world, and like, appreciate the beauty of our loved ones, and appreciate the beauty of ourselves. Like, how was that malicious? It's only perceived as malicious because you're inundated with superficial and toxic culture, if to say the least. And when I say toxic, I'm not talking about negativity. I'm actually talking about positivity. I think I commented on someone else's. I was like mad all week because I'm just like, just no original thoughts. Like, that's what's really like, black men have been socialized to believe that they're fucking stupid. I was socialized in the same way. And not directly. It may be a lot of people directly. You're dumb, you're whatever. But like indirectly, like not allowing you to express your thoughts in a safe space only drives shame, you know? So like, that's why we're here in this superficial, like this very one note toxic positivity culture. That's what the new wave is doing of religion. It's like, namaste, like let's vibe, good vibes only. Well, let me ask you this. Where is the balance when everything is good and well? How is that balance? That's not. How is that authentic and honest? It's not. Do you express what you truly believe on Twitter with your nice ass and your cute face? Or are you only regurgitating things that you think other people would respond to and also believe? How is that expressing your soul? If you believe the soul chose the body, the soul must have some sense, right? Well, if it chose my body, because I'm like, I'm cute, so of course it has some sense. Last week, we talked about this very same thing. We talked about the iterative process of soul development. It's kind of like a newborn baby. I'm getting excited. I'm slurring my words. Why? The iterative process of the soul is, in my mind, the same thing as like a baby, like a newborn baby. The baby is the most valuable thing on this planet. It's so precious. It's so cute. It's like, oh my God, I want to tear my fucking face off and bite this fucking thing because it's so cute. And it should be protected at all costs until it's fully developed. Well, depending on if you're a Republican or a Democrat. But that's the role of the parent. You're supposed to, as a parent, take care of the child. Allow the soul of that human to develop and mature into an adult that can create and change the world. And unfortunately, when I look out in the world, most parents are crushing their children's souls under the weight of their own insecurities. And that shit is not fair. We should be treating children like the supreme beings they are, but we think they're stupid. But it's only because the soul, and just like the human brain, needs time to develop. It needs time to build the connections and understand and gather data and create patterns and like they're all the things that anyway, you know, that are normal, but you know, it is what it is. And this is why I think we've arrived at like this weird ass place in social media where I have zero patience, because I never have patience. You can look back at all my different profiles that I've ever owned. Facebook, MySpace, BGC, all of them. And you never really see me as a fan of this superficial culture. I try so hard, but I feel like I take terrible selfies. Like, that's really why I don't do it. It's like, I feel like I look terrible, but no one ever tells me I do. So I don't have any confirmation. They never tell me I look great either. It's so weird. It's like, imagine having no validation either way. Because everyone just assumes you have validation all the time. I'm like, no, it's weird because no one ever tells me anything but how negative. People only point out my negative attributes. Even at work, I'm like, do I do anything right? Because I don't really have any confirmation that I do anything right. I have a lot of confirmation that I do things wrong, but I never have confirmation that I do anything right. That's what we need. You need to tell your soul that it's doing the right thing. And I'm just tired, you know, I'm just tired of seeing the same thing every day. I'm tired of seeing your face every day. I'm tired of seeing your ass every day. I'm tired of seeing your arms every day. I'm just like, oh my God, like, you actually are not as cute. The more I look at you, you're not cute at all, actually. And I want to hear your thoughts. Like, beauty fades. Even if time doesn't fade your beauty fades, because it's like, when you start, your brain just creates those patterns. It's like, okay, I've seen that before. It's nothing to be excited about. You know what is exciting? New thoughts, new emotions, new tones of voice, new movements of your body. Allowing your soul to interact with the reality is your purpose. That's your purpose of your life. You need to be selfish. You need to confirm with yourself that you're on the right track. Stop trying to confirm with everybody else that you are the shit or the best or whoever, because that shit is fake. If you ever sit down and think, or never sit down and think, how do you know who you are? Like, if you never do it, like, if you don't practice, how can you be self-aware? And not self-aware in relation to other people. Like, I don't give a fuck about who I am in comparison to you. No, who the fuck am I in relation to my experiences and my memories? Like, what do I believe? What do I get up and what am I motivated to do every day? What is my purpose? Who is God? Oh, God is a white man in the sky. Is he though? Have you stopped to think about those things? Because what if God is you? That's an overwhelming question. I'm like, ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Chile. So the reason why I'm bringing up this topic is not to rant or like be an asshole or like subtweet people or like whatever, because I don't actually care. And if you don't want to hear my message, then that's actually fine. I don't want you to hear it because it's like I'm wasting energy on people that don't want to hear my voice. Like, that's fine. That's completely fine. But if, as long as you're listening, if you've never sat down to think about who you are, how do you know who you are? Not self-aware in relation to other people, but who are you in relation to your experiences and your memories and your life? Who is God? Are you God? Is God white? Is God black? Is God a man? Is God a woman? We don't know. In order to find out, the best way I think that you can, you know, start piecing these things together, start developing your soul, start yourself on this path of enlightenment. The first thing you should try to do, actually, is to avoid. So it's just like gluten. You ever meet somebody who's like, oh, I'm gluten free. Like, I don't eat gluten. Well, they arrive to that notion because of an elimination diet. And this is what I want you to practice today. Okay. Or for the next 30 days, who should you avoid? Okay. I want you to avoid two people in real life and in fake life, meaning the internet, because I don't know why people think that the internet is real. The first person you need to avoid are the space invaders, okay? The space invaders are the kind of people who give you the impression that they need you for something. So you naturally want to help them. Oh, woe is me. I suck at life. No, you're not. You're great. Do that thing. But after that happens, you realize that they actually never listened to your words in the first place. And they actually never considered that you have authority on the matter, even though they asked you for your advice. Those are space invaders. People that just want to be in your space, just to be in your space. They don't want to improve any aspect of themselves. They would rather you be miserable with them. The second person I want you to avoid this week and into the future are the manipulators, the narcissists, the people that mirror what you think you want them to see, hear, or feel. And normally this is, and when I say mirror, it's because it's manipulation, because normally they only do this to build rapport and get close with you. People do it to me all the time. It's so weird. I'm like, wait, you don't actually like want to hear what I had to say? You just literally just said things that would get me excited so you can make fun of me. And because I make an effort to be authentic with every person, it's easier, you know, it's just easier down the long run to just be honest. But manipulators will get comfortable just to change your mind, just to like try to change your mind. That's what my ex was like. He was a very good manipulator. And he made me very comfortable just so he could like talk down to me and then cheat on me and make me feel like shit. But the best way to avoid people like this, I would say, is to make sure that you never treat anyone like that. It's very simple. The platinum rule. Treat others the way they should be treated. Period. Not how you would treat them or how you would treat yourself. No, 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 no. Treat other people like they're supreme beings. You are a supreme being. You can manifest your reality. So can they. Stop being an asshole. Okay? You can manifest the reality that you see fit. And that reality does not have to exist at the expense of other people's feelings. You can't police other people's behavior, but you can start using it as a self-help guide. Like, you can start using it as, okay, what not to do. Okay, I'm not going to be shitty. I'm not going to, like, put my business on the internet because it's not relevant to anyone's well-being. It's just because I want to have attention. Your body has the ability to alert you to several people that may only wish you harm, okay? Because that's sad. The other day, I was discussing life paths. You know, what episode was that? I forget. But I did an episode about, like, what's your life path? I think it's called What's Your Life Path, where I literally talk about synchronicities and, like, the soul development. Like, there are beliefs that, like, they're, because of numerology and sacred geometry, there are certain synchronicities that indicate to us that we're on the right path. So one of my patients, we were talking about synchronicities and we were talking about life paths. And we're talking about, well, do you know what a synchronicity is? Ooh, ASMR, I'm burping into the mic, yes. Mm. But synchronicities always pop up in my life when something big is about to happen or is like is happening or going to happen. Or major synchronicities happen for me. Ooh, some like weird shit too. And I could talk all day about synchronicities, but it's basically when I'm about to experience a major shift or like a major like increase in my consciousness. So synchronicities are big things. Like one thing, like on voting day, I don't even want to tell the story, but basically a person died in my family and I forgot that it was their second anniversary of their death. And I went to go vote and like everything, every emotion inside of me was yelling at me in the voting booth. Because we were voting against protections for drug dealers or for or against, like, and I voted against the protections because I was like in my feelings about this thing. And then the moment I got in my car and got done voting, I felt so great. And I was like, why do I feel so great? And I looked at my phone and it was a text being like, happy death day to you, you know, kind of this thing. I'm like, oh my God, this is why I feel so heavy and so like, oh, I just felt weird. I even took a whole day off at work. I was just like, I don't understand why I feel like this. And then it was that synchronicity of the voting and the phone and the just everything together. It was like, bam, 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 bam. Oh, this is why you feel like this. And it would have happened anyway, but it was because of the order of it and the expeditiousness of the synchronicities. It was just too good to be true. I also watch for my dreams. There's a certain point in my life where like everything changed and it was after a specific dream. And I know this because my dreams have a certain shimmer to them when I'm just like remembering my day or like just flying, you know, like there's a certain way that my dreams are. But when my soul wants to alert me to something serious or something like I need to pay attention to, there's always an element that I won't forget. Like one time I saw Sally Jesse Raphael in my dream. In, you know, at the end of the dream, but at the beginning of the dream was group sex. But in the middle of the dream was the thing that I needed to remember. And it's always something, always something shocking that comes before and after a major message. And it's something that only I value, only I would know is like, wait, pay attention to this. Like, it's so weird. But, and it's been happening for like years now, ever since that major life change. No, it was the solar eclipse. It was the total solar eclipse over North America. It was the last one we had. After that, I've been having synchronicity after synchronicity. I wrote all these songs. It's so weird. There are times when I see 11:11 on the clock. I did a whole episode about what does 11:11 mean. Every time I turn around and look at my temperature or thermometer in my lab, it's 77.7 degrees. It has never been 77.7 degrees anytime over 2 years that I've had that thermometer. And I do daily, I do a temperature log per patient. So anyway, basically I just make note of the weird signs. And I remember, if I have a chill or I have a synchronicity, I'm like, don't forget, or yes, this is right. I use them as confirmation. Sometimes when you're buying a car, you see that car everywhere you drive, or if you're looking to buy a new car, say if you want to buy a Slug Bug and all of a sudden you see Volkswagen Beetles everywhere, you're like Slug Bug 2000, and you start seeing Slug Bugs everywhere. It's the same thing, but more meaningful. So it's because it's numbers, like synchronicities and stuff like that, they normally are related to numbers. I believe that numbers are the key to what's going on in our reality. And because it's literally numbers explain literally everything about our world. So you should pay attention to them if they stand out to you. When someone is talking to me about, or if you ever walk down the hall, you're like, oh my God, I was just talking about you. Yeah, girl, my ears are burning. That's just an expression that we say. Sometimes your ears do burn and it's like, why are my ears burning? But it's an expression. It's like a wives tale. Like someone's talking about you if your ears are burning. That's another confirmation that I use. And not the burning ears, but because sometimes I listen to loud music, I hear this faint ring in my ears. And you know that when you hear ringing in your noise or excuse me, I'm yawning. Oh my God. I swear I'm excited. But sometimes when you hear a ringing in your noise, that's indication that you've listened to too loud of music. And that frequency, those cells in your ear are dying. That's what that means. But that frequency, you can't hear at that frequency ever again. Or that's what I've been told. But if your ears are ringing on the left or the right or both, the louder the ringing is, that could be an indication that something serious is happening. So I've had experiences where, ringing without any sort of catalyst or any sort of loud music around, sometimes if I listen to too loud music, then I'll take a week or two off. If I mix a song and I get a little overzealous with the mixing and I turn up the volume too much, I'm like, fuck. You ruin your ears. And one of the last things I want to mention, and this is something that I feel all the time, especially when I meditate, and this is how I know divination is real, because most people that are clairvoyant or whatever, the first, before they kind of transcend into some higher self stuff, feelings of doom and murder, cold blood murder, are very normal. And I have this impulsive feeling of doom, because catastrophic expectancy, to clarify, catastrophic expectancy is real as fuck. Post-traumatic stress disorder, also called PTSD, is real. Black LGBTQ people are murdered in cold blood every day, especially if you're trans. Especially if you're a black trans woman, it's pretty much guaranteed. Somebody from your community will die today, not because of a natural cause, but because people literally hate you and hate seeing you and hate interacting with you. But sometimes, in my case, where I can, there are some points in my life where I could point to traumatization, but generally I don't feel traumatized, and I'm convinced that my feelings of doom, because they come out mainly at work for some reason. And then when I meditate, I'm thinking it might be a dark entity, because I literally work in a 100-year-old building that they used to kill people. And so I think I'm encountering some dark entities, and that's why my soul comes out at work. I want to counter every dark entity in that bitch. Because I do believe demons are real. And demons might be trying to poke at your fear, like trying to rouse you up. And that is not because you should be fearful, but because some dark entities or demons or whatever it is, they're trying to keep you locked in to the violence and destruction that's currently ruling the reality. Or from other anecdotal stories around demons, sometimes demons are not demons, or their purpose is to scare you on purpose to weed you out of the crowd. And this is why soul development is such a huge topic on this season, because we can better understand ourselves, and thus understanding our reality is a lot easier. Because I mean, like, looking at each other is perfectly fine. Like, you need to look at other people, like, of course you need to be able to drive to work, and you need to be able to pay your bills, and you need to be able to just be nice to people and da 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 and be courteous and kind. But when that's all we do all day long, how is that balance? How is that wholeness? That's very one-sided. That's very one note. And I'm tired of the pageant festival. And I guess I can say that because I am a person of, you know, good looks, thank God. But I'm tired of the pageant festival. I'm tired of scrolling through Twitter and not being able to input anything because everybody is talking about the same fucking thing all day long. It's not cute. It's really not. So, I want to recap the soul, the process of the soul unfoldment, because it's really not hard, but, like, the more you understand it, the better it is. So, on this episode, we talked about why it's important, why understanding the soul is important, because when you understand yourself, that is when you start understanding the world. And you can't help nobody else unless you help yourself. So therefore, you should be kind to yourself first. Not 100%, but selfish in a balanced way that improves your well-being only. Okay? So, what does selfishness of the soul seem like? And I want to clarify that no one person possesses a soul. You don't have a soul. Devon doesn't have a soul. A soul is a universal component of our existence. But we all share the same signal. Okay, so it's a universal signal, but our bodies are tuned to a specific frequency or a specific fraction, because we're all just fractions of a greater whole. And this process of soul development is also called unfoldment, because it's like a process. It's an iterative process that you can't get to point C without coming first to point A and point B. Okay, so this process of unfoldment first starts with a rapid shift in your consciousness, and that's my role. I'm an illuminator. I'm the director of light, as my friends call me, or hopefully they're still my friends, because I'm such a weirdo. But I'm the director of light. I illuminate and pique interest because I am very curious. And that's why I tout self-care. You know, I take Shilajit, I drink alkaline water, I meditate. That's basically all I can do because I'm, like, lazy. But Shilajit, if you want to buy Shilajit, it's a mineral supplement. It's a mineral supplement. It replaces 85 trace minerals that are absent from our soil across the world. You need it, basically. It's not that expensive, and you need it. If you can smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol, you can replace the minerals that are depleted in the soil with Shilajit. And it's really not that, it's not nasty. I take a shot of it every day. But that's because self-care is paramount in your process of soul unfoldment, soul development. Check out my blog, devon.org, if you want to find a natural remedy for soul unfoldment. Because, like I said earlier, the esoteric energy system is an entire system. The soul is but one part of the system. The physical body is another part of the system. The emotions are another part. So you can't be whole if one part's fucked up. Anyway, check out my blog, devon.org, Natural Remedies tab. to find some She Legit or a supplement that works best for you, because you might not need anything but a cleanse anyway. I just know I eat shitty food. But in order to do this, to take care of yourself, you must think of your body, your emotions, your mind, your soul, all of the things. If you need more guidance, more specific guidance, shoot me an email, host@centersun21.com. Also, my Twitter handle @naturaldevon. Devon is spelled DVAUGHN on Twitter, Natural Devon. But first of all, you have to identify. So the first step of unfoldment or spiritual development is identifying with the physical body, being like, ooh, I have a body, like I am separate from that body. What is going on? It's basically the realization that the physical body is an illusion, and that we are greater than ourselves, because we're put in this reality of like dualism, where it's like man and woman, black and white, good and bad, God and devil, good and evil, light and dark, like all these things are dualisms. But that's not how that helps us survive and helps us understand our world, but it's not the reality. It's like a cheat sheet. And we feel pretty good because when we start to understand the power that humans have, we start practicing and realizing that we can increase that power. That's what's happening right now. You're increasing your power by just learning about the differences between the different parts of being a human. Like it's so dynamic. Like being a human is so dynamic, and you're just being bogged down with daily life. Like, get up, girl, like you got it. So the second phase of unfoldment is when you start recognizing that the self, that it purely exists in your head, is separate from their body, but is still affected by the body. That's why Beyonce keeps telling you to be vegan, because it's like your body is just a fraction of the whole system. And she wants you to ascend to this phase of realization that form and self are not the same. And that's why I meditate, because it's like you can separate your form and your mind. Like, it's possible. Whenever I meditate, it's so lit. It's like I turn right and then I lift off. It's so weird. But it's possible, and you don't have to do nothing special. It's nothing magical. It's nothing evil. It's literally you looking inside of yourself. Look inside of yourself, because you have to start somewhere. Third stage, and we're wrapping up here soon. The third stage of soul development and spiritual unfoldment, it's kind of where it starts getting weird, because it's like, oh shit, I'm a supreme being. And I'm being locked in a physical form on purpose. Like, oh my God, this is so lit. And I've said this before. And by realizing that this is like actually a new level of consciousness, like you're a new man, you're a new woman, humanity can start to feel, being a human, like living in humanity starts to feel like a privilege more than a chore. And this is the point at which you want to maximize your time here on Earth. This is why I'm like, stop with the one note thing. Choose balance, because your soul chose your body. You chose your reality. So therefore live in the reality. And if you want to share it, share us something meaningful that shows us your soul, not your fucking face all day or your penis. Like, no one cares. Well, I only care, but like 2 days a month when I'm horny. Moving along to stage four. So where the soul will then start dominating the physical form, because there is a, you know how I said the soul chose the body, therefore the soul must have some sense. You have to let your soul have some sense. Like, you have to let the soul come out. You have to shift your consciousness again and again and again. This is where a lot of people trying to find truth, they stay here, because it's like emotions are paramount to human survival. So you can't, it's like hard to break from your like reptilian brain and like be a feeling being, but like in a balanced way. The will of the soul must find a way to supersede the needs of and the desires of the body. So there's a greater purpose that everybody is called to, that we don't know what it is, because it's in the darkness. It's what we don't know yet. But little by little, over the course of time, the soul becomes whole with the body. So it becomes apparent, you know, you start getting an informed voice. And this is the point at which you can start helping the human race. So you can't help the human race till about stage four. So you got to be selfish till about stage four until you know what's going on. You need to get some data. You need to get some information stirred up in your mind. This is when you can start helping the human race. This is when you start becoming an influencer, honey. You ain't gonna do it by being a dummy. And by stage five, you're approaching initiation. And this is where those dark entities like want to kill you, because your soul is coming out automatic. You start to shed your ego, your informed voice, you know, is like screaming in your head. Like, you get all the information you desire. Your intuition is at its finest. You have pure vision. You have direct knowledge and the ability to use that direct energy. So let's recap. What are the different bodies? Astral body, emotions. So astral body, emotional body, same thing. Etheric body, physical body is the same thing. Mental body and the soul are the same thing. Your consciousness. Those body, now there's more, it's like broken up into more, and we'll get into like the specifics. If you want, email me hostascentrason21.com if you want to know the seven different parts of the bodies. I don't know. I'll do some research. It's just confusing, and it includes Christ, and I'm like, oh God. But at this point, when all those bodies start fusing together, then you have achieved the level of God. Godliness is next to godliness, cleanliness. You know, the only time I've seen this is actually like in The Matrix, when he incorporates himself back into The Matrix, and in Star Wars, when he helps like the universe one last time and he like is raptured up into the sun. That is what I mean. But, oh yeah, Jesus did that same thing. So, by using your imagination, basically, use your imagination more than you use your rational mind. That is basically enough to unfold your soul, because like that's where the soul is in the imagination. And you have the ability to expand yourself into what you think God is. Okay. Not white God, not black God, not Buddha God, not Muhammad and whoever else. By doing so, you will go through a series of changes called initiation. This is okay. Being selfish is okay. And I want to encourage you to just be selfish until you understand what's going on, okay? Once you start understanding what's going on with the world, how you fit in it, what the words mean, what the numbers mean, what other people's feelings mean, that initiation process starts to happen. And it's included in every religious text, including the Bible, in which Jesus went through the same thing in the wilderness. You know, birth, recognition of self, recognition of spirit locked in physical form, renouncing all worldly connections, an ascension to heaven. So your path is not wrong, even if I say so. And I just want you to be well. I honestly don't give a fuck. But when it comes to social media, I also don't give a fuck about your stupid, vapid, superficial views and private public conversations. Like, first of all, Twitter is a public forum. It's literally a public forum, unless you're private. So I see your shit, therefore it's public, therefore I am entitled to what? Comment. Don't act stupid when I comment. Don't act stupid when I treat you stupid. Have a good day. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.